The Blitz. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready?
Hey, think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Christian's Tailgate downtown on Congress. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE factory approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, hour number two. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page, find the Blitz, click a like, put your comments on visitor posts. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jong Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you missed any of the stuff in the first hour, all great, because we've been gone, so it was a fun first hour, all available at podcastarena.com. And this is where I let you know that we are at Christian's Tailgate downtown. If you're going to the game tonight, you need to come out here, get your drink on, hop on the train, go to the game, get your drink on there, hop back on the train. You won't drink on the train, although some people do. You're not supposed to. I've seen it. And then you're going to come back here, have a few more drinks, and enjoy yourself. And if you're not going, this is a great place to come watch the game. And I love it when we come to a place that I actually hang out at when we're not here for the show. And Wednesday nights, usually they have trivia. I don't know if they're doing that tonight, but they have steak night. And it is very good. So come on out. You can watch the game and get your steak night on here at Christian's Tailgate downtown, one of my favorite places. Okay, I did the best I could there. I stretched out as long as I could because AJ had to go change, put more change in the parking meter. So I thought I could drag it out long enough. I put my best effort into it, but apparently I failed miserably. So he's not back yet. But if you want to get in, you know the number, and we can you can hit me up on Twitter. I will put in a quick plug for Houston Sports and Stuff. If you haven't had a chance to check it out yet, the website is HoustonSportsAndStuff.com. Full gambling guide up for all the bowls that are left. They're more just opinions. I'm not actually betting any of these games because so far the bowl season's been garbage from a betting perspective. But yeah, that's up, and then the daily update, which I'm now filling with hot chicks every day, because apparently if I put a hot chick on the update, it gets twice the hits, no matter how good the update is, no matter how funny it is, no matter how much great stuff is in there. I put a Texans cheerleader, boom, double the hits. I put a Cowboys cheerleader yesterday, double the hits. Just today, I randomly searched for random hot girls on Google. And went to Google Images and then pulled two randomly hot girls on there and put them on there, double the hits. So I usually don't like to do stuff like that. I don't like to do – we don't do slideshows. I don't like the fake hot take clickbait stuff. This is kind of the same realm where you're just randomly posting hot chicks so people will look. It's working. So I'm going to keep doing it until – so I'm kind of going to blame you guys for this. If you keep doing it, I'm going to keep putting them there because it gets web hits. That's how I roll. 832 asks, what are the odds Brandon Whedon comes in the first half due to a quarterback injury? I would have, yeah, the Texans, it's an awkward thing. I think I'd have all three guys active because I'd probably play Savage for a quarter, treat it like a preseason game. Then I'd bring in the Giraffe. And if he gets hurt, I'd want Whedon to play. I wouldn't want to get Savage back out there. And that's a tough one because you'd like the guy to get more reps. But the reality is, it's more important to have him healthy, whether he turns out to be any good or not. But yeah, somebody brings up a great point. Couldn't one of the promo girls have put money in the meter that we are? Yeah, I mean, they're just sitting here talking. They could have done it. Our buddy Roger's sitting over there. He could have done it. That's all we had to do. There's like a lot of people that could have done it. See, this was not well thought out because we had people who could have gone. And I've had to sit here and do this for 2 minutes, so.
Sorry.
Well, that's why didn't we send a promo girl? Or Roger?
Dude, that promo girl don't even know my name. You think I'm going to give her my credit card?
Yeah, that's probably true.
Yeah, come on, man.
I wouldn't trust her. All right, I don't trust anybody with my credit card, though.
No.
All right, so the NFC, Dallas 13-2, locked in number one. We talked about that first hour, whether or not they should play their guys. The second seed, there's still several possibilities for that. Atlanta, if it beats New Orleans, the Falcons are the two seed.
Okay.
That simple. If they
That'd
lose,
be big for them.
It would.
The 2-3, like the which okay, I'll go ahead and say who's going to be the 3 seed.
Well, as of now, it's Seattle, and they're playing San Francisco. So
they're almost locked in to the 3 seed.
They're, if they're
the Falcons
three
lose,
or two. Yes.
They move up. Can you think of two teams in the NFC who need home field advantage to be successful more than those two teams?
No.
I mean, that...
Maybe the Packers, but they're
because those two teams are headed to a matchup with each other,
right?
I think whoever has home field advantage is probably going to win that game. I mean, that's a huge swing, number 2 and 3, because
yeah.
If you've got home field for that game, you got a good chance of winning.
Well, I see no way Seattle loses to San Francisco.
No,
I could see the Falcons losing to the Saints. The Saints can score. The Falcons.
That game's in Atlanta.
I need to double check.
I'm pretty sure it is.
I think it is. Yeah, but
I mean the Falcons.
Even so,
Falcons have played, or the Saints have played like 100 games in a row at home. It feels like.
Yeah, but it's indoors and it's a rivalry game. I mean, I think Atlanta's going to win, but you know, the Saints have kind of risen up and they knocked the Bucs out basically.
Yeah.
So that's one where
it's at Atlanta.
Okay. Yeah. So Atlanta should win, but it's not going to shock me. Well, let's just assume Atlanta, Seattle wind up being your 2 and 3. If Atlanta loses, and I should just stop here, and Seattle loses to San Francisco.
Not going
to
happen.
Yeah, okay, so we don't need to worry about Packers could be the 2 seed. Detroit could be the 2 seed. Right now, the Packers are the 4. Whoever wins that game is going to be most likely the 4 seed.
Okay.
And the other one will possibly be out of the playoffs. The Giants are locked in at 5. They can't go any higher, can't go any lower. Now, if Detroit and Green Bay tie, they're both in.
Okay.
Which, that's not going to happen.
And if the Redskins lose, they're both in.
Right. Now, if the Redskins beat the Giants, and again, the Giants have nothing to play for. And no reason to trot their best players out there, then whoever loses, Packers-Detroit is out. So that game would be kind of cool because it would essentially be a playoff game. But so there's still a lot to be determined there.
I'm torn because I'd like to see the Lions make the playoffs. But I also feel like Green Bay is that's a dangerous team.
They're more
team.
Legitimate.
I want to see the best teams make it. I think Green Bay is one
because
of the best teams.
Because you could possibly be looking at a Green Bay-Dallas game.
Can you imagine?
Can you imagine?
Let's say Dallas, Atlanta, Seattle, Green Bay is how it holds. Those
right.
four. Atlanta, Seattle, and Dallas, Green Bay.
That would be a really nice
That's
final
That's a great
four.
Weekend,
yeah,
isn't it?
That is a terrific Final Four.
That's what you want.
Yeah.
Whereas in the AFC, you're not going to be able to do that. You're not going to be able to make an entertaining game. I mean,
there's a slim chance that like you get Kansas City and Pittsburgh. But Pittsburgh and... Pittsburgh, Kansas City in the second round. That'd be interesting. At KC?
Yeah.
But I don't
even think it works that way. I mean, it'd have to be... That's only in that scenario where the Chiefs end up the 6 seed, which is
no,
pretty
no, no,
unlikely.
No. If the Chiefs wind up the 2 seed, they could play
in
the second round.
You're right.
Yeah. So, I mean, but otherwise, you're going to have...
But there's no way you're going to have two intriguing matchups in the AFC.
No, because you're going to have either Houston or broken down Oakland
because
New England.
It's because there's only 3 intriguing teams in the AFC playoff.
Pretty much, yeah.
In the NFC, you could almost argue there's a 5th one.
Well,
I'll
go
5
deep with the Giants because I could see the Giants going in and beating the Packers. They could do that. And then you've got Dallas, New York, which would also be compelling. They've already beaten them twice. So I think there's a lot of – the NFC is going to be a lot more interesting in round two.
Yeah, and you know, I shouldn't – I mean, listen, the AFC, it's – If Derek Carr were healthy, I wouldn't be saying this about the AFC. I mean,
no, I think you'd have four legitimate teams.
Yeah, but the AFC is also kind of hurt a little bit this year because the teams that are the teams that are always contenders, Baltimore not there, Denver not there, Indy not there, Cincinnati's been a playoff team forever, they're not there, so there's a little bit of. I guess maybe it's new blood, at least in the case of Miami it is, and Oakland, but it just doesn't have the same feeling. It doesn't have the same AFC playoff feel. because some of those teams are, you know, normally you could run, you could say New England, Denver, Pittsburgh, Baltimore, Indy, and Cincinnati. That's your AFC playoffs for, like, it seems like the last 10 years. Half those teams suck this year, so they're gone. So it's not to say that those teams aren't good, because, you know, maybe the Raiders can win a game. I don't know.
Well, if they play the Texans, sure, yeah, they can.
The Chiefs are, I think, pretty good. And they're
but you know what? They're also they're, I think they're a lot more vulnerable now, and it's going to sound silly. You got a 35-year-old linebacker who's not playing, but when Derek Johnson
got
hurt,
that's a big deal.
That the middle of that defense has been very vulnerable since then. It's how the Titans beat him. That's how I would attack him. And I think they miss him quite a bit. And they're not quite the same defense when he's not out there. They're still very good, because but you can run the ball, and you can get to him that way. So I think there's some vulnerability there. A lot of people keep trying to tell me Redskins win and they're in the playoffs. Not if there's a tie. Because in that scenario, now it's unlikely there's going to be a tie. If the Redskins win, they probably are in. But if the Lions and Packers tie, the Packers win the division, the Lions will be 9-6-1, same as the Redskins, with a head-to-head win over Washington. So they're in.
Yeah.
So, no, it's not just as simple as if Washington wins, it's in. It's pretty close to that. Rob wants to know which team in the NFC playoffs is worse than the Texans.
If the Redskins make it, yeah, I'd probably take the Texans.
I'd take
over the
Texans
Redskins.
Over the Redskins.
I wouldn't take the Texans over the Lions.
No, they already beat them once. I guess if you're at home, I would take them. And actually, that was one game where they, I mean,
it was one of their less fluky wins.
It was one of their less fluky wins. It was probably as dominant as they have been all season.
Yeah.
In a victory, except for the Bears. So, and Tampa, technically alive. Would you like to know? Would you like to know what has to happen for the Bucs to get in?
Sure.
And then, since it's What Are the Odds Wednesday, you tell me the odds. They need wins from the Colts, Cowboys, Titans, 49ers, and Lions, and for the Redskins-Giants game to end in a tie. Oh, and they have to beat Carolina. What are your odds?
That seems pretty unlikely.
That is impossible. That is impossible. I'm not going to put 0% on it because there's a mathematical chance. But, yeah, that's just – okay, so they need five teams to win, Colts, Cowboys, Titans, 49ers, and Lions. Imagine what this parlay ticket would pay you. Redskins, Giants ends in a tie, Bucks beat Carolina.
Yeah.
And they were in the driver's seat up until they lost last week against the Saints.
They shouldn't have lost that game. That's a game they're going to look back on.
Yeah.
And maybe that team just wasn't ready to be a playoff team.
I don't think they were. But I kind of put them and the Dolphins in the same boat. And the Dolphins came up with the win when they needed it.
They did.
To get in.
Albeit ugly.
It was ugly. But I do think it's safe to say that, you know, we'll talk about that a little bit. I think they're better with Matt Moore. I don't know if people don't want to hear that.
Could be.
But and
you can't
maybe
say that
not
today. There's a lot of Aggies here. You
well,
can't
I know,
say that
but
today.
Long term.
I would say I fully believe Ryan Tannehill's better wide receiver than Matt Moore.
He is.
I'm almost certain of it.
All right, guys. I'll tell you what else I'm certain of. That you can donate your vehicle to Houston Can Academies and make a huge difference in someone's life. Houston Can Academies is a terrific place. They take in kids who have dropped out of other schools. And in a lot of instances, these are good kids who had to get jobs and a lot of circumstances for why they had to drop out. Family issues. Well, Houston Can Academy takes them in, works around whatever it is, whatever problems these kids had, they work around them. And they give them a second chance. And so many of them take advantage of it and go on and do great things. And that's why they need your donation. And you were almost to the end of the year, so you want to get this on this year's taxes. All right, here's what's going to happen. If you donate a vehicle, they're going to tow your vehicle free of charge. They're going to process all the paperwork. And you get that tax deduction. And the best part is, it doesn't matter where you are. If you can hear my voice anywhere on the radio, they'll come and tow it away. And it doesn't matter what kind of vehicle it is. Car, truck, motorcycle, boat. RV. Doesn't matter what kind of shape it's in. Doesn't matter if it's running. Maybe you were going to do something with it. You were going to trade it in. You were going to fix it up. Didn't work out. Well, if you donate it, you're going to get that tax deduction. And they're also going to give you a $50 Visa gift card if you donate today and tell them you heard about it on the Blitz. Just their way of saying thank you. Make a difference. Get rid of something you're not using anymore. Make the call today. 713-225-4226 is your number. 713-225-4226. Or go online to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Right off the car, not the kid.
This on ESPN 97.5. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Christian's Tailgate downtown on Congress. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5, brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live from Christian's downtown. If you're just getting off work and you work downtown, you need to get your butt in here. Come hang out for a little bit. We'll be here till 7, but you can stay and watch the game here, take advantage of steak night, or you can hop on the train and go watch the game, whatever you want to do. You got any betting interest in that game?
I do not.
I don't either.
I would lean toward the over.
Yeah, if you made me bet, I'd probably take Kansas State to cover. I'm kind of, with almost all these bowl games where it's coin flip for me, I'm going to take the team that's getting points.
Yeah,
if I think it's that close. But I could see a lot of scenarios where the Aggies run away with this. I could see them getting beat. It's just, how motivated are they? And if you're Myles Garrett, how much are you playing? And how much should you be playing? And for all the criticism some of those other guys got, I think he would be smart not to. But we shall see. Regardless, it'll be fun. It's nice having a bowl game in town. Nice that, and I think it's good for the bowl that the Aggies are in it, because Aggies will show up for stuff. So here's how
the bowl game is probably super stoked to get the Aggies.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
I mean, that's like ideal scenario if you're the Texas Bowl.
Yeah, you get pretty much. And I got to tell you, I don't know how many tickets K-State sold, but I sure seen a lot of those people running around.
Seen quite a bit myself. Yeah.
Although, I don't see a lot of K-State people in here. You guys are welcome to come in here before the game. It's all right. The Aggies don't buy.
There's a sign outside.
Okay.
They're not welcome even a little
bit.
Oh,
okay.
No.
I was going to tell them that if they want to turn their women who are sixes into eights, this is where they're supposed to come.
No, sorry.
All right, so now they're fours. Oh, well. I did something yesterday. This is how I know I have a problem. I had a little extra money in my MyBookie account. And so Monday was opening day at Santa Anita, which is one of my favorite tracks, and I got my butt whipped.
It happens.
That's, so yesterday,
that's why it's a good thing you had a little extra money.
Yeah, well, and I still had a little extra. So yesterday, after I did my stupid bike thing and had a few drinks, I'm sitting on the couch. Wife's not home from work yet. I'm bored. I start playing the most. There's on Tuesday afternoons, it is the lowest rent tracks in America are all that are out there. So I am making bets on Portland Meadows, Turf Paradise, and Sunland Park.
You know anything about these horses or the jockeys?
Sunland, I know a little bit about. I know a little bit about them. Yeah, it's not enough.
But you have one of those guides, right?
Yeah, I'm looking at the form. I'm looking at who the trainers are, and I absolutely mauled the crap out of those tracks yesterday.
Good for you.
I am the demigod of horrible horse racing.
I feel like that should be your niche. Like
it is because bad horses to me, that's when you get long shots and you get more random results, and that's what I'm good at because I'm kind of I'm a sort of counterintuitive handicapper. I look at how to beat the favorites as opposed to how to get them to win, and that's what happens with crap horses.
Like so, I picture you way more not like the guy drinking mint juleps watching the Kentucky Derby wearing a fancy hat. I picture you as like a guy who pulls a whole bunch of tickets out of his pocket and is like sort of rifling through them, trying to figure out which ones are good, which ones are bad. Like there's a long ash off your cigarette because you haven't tipped it in long enough and it falls and it burns you a little bit, and
usually a cigar at the track.
It burns your form and you don't even care. You're just like, damn it, and you're drinking out of like a styrofoam cup. No one knows what's in it. That's how I picture you at the horse track. So I like it that you do well on those tracks. I don't want to see you doing at some fancy track winning big. That wouldn't be Fred.
No, but you have to realize all these tracks. It's like the caste system of society. If you go to the top level, it's like all the rich people in their suits.
Right.
And it doesn't matter. Well, not at Portland. Sure, they don't have rich people at Portland Meadows. But at the real tracks, there's people like me down on the first floor.
Right.
So, yeah, that's me. I'm more of a first floor guy.
The I can't. Was the horse track outside of Austin, was it in...
Maynard?
Maynard. Oh, that's where it was. Now, that
was my kind. I loved Maynard Downs.
That's what I picture a Fred Fowler horse track looking like.
That place. And apparently they had a nice little jockey club, but it was in...
I never saw it.
No, it was in a trailer home.
Oh, that's so great.
But I used to go there every year because we'd have these sports editor meetings in Austin. And so I would make it a point to go a day early and go to Maynard Downs and sit outside where it's 105 degrees. And I'll tell you what the scariest thing in the world there was: hitting an IRS ticket and looking at the people around you while they're peeling off those $100 bills and thinking, I'm never getting out of here alive. There's no chance. And they didn't even have a parking lot. It was just a pasture. That was my kind of place.
Yeah.
I miss that. Lamont wants to know, are you guys going to hit on O'Brien's snappy comments to Brian T. Smith?
Was that the guy who asked the first question at the press conference? Well, it wasn't pretty.
Doesn't matter. A win's a win. Doesn't matter. Right? It doesn't matter. Now go ahead and finish the question. Nope. Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
That's just O'Brien.
That's him. He's so salty. He's just kind of a dick. I mean, that's the only way to put it.
There's no other way around it.
I can't think of a nicer way to say it. He's not a pleasant person. All right.
And, hey, if you're going to be good at your job, that's cool. But maybe win something before you just act like you know more than everybody else.
Fred, I'm pretty sure he was on Bill Belichick's staff.
Yeah, well, even Belichick doesn't always do stuff like that. He picks his spots. He'll pick on you once a week. But it's not like every press conference.
It's just petty. Yeah. I'm over him. But, you know.
Yeah.
Like I said at the beginning, congratulations. They did what they needed to do.
Yeah, but honestly, this gets back to something we've talked about all year. Can you really feel good about that win? Can you feel good about the way this team is playing going into the playoffs?
No. Well, you can feel good about that win in the way that, well, you had a backup quarterback in, who I guess is now your starter.
It always makes me cringe when you win a game because another guy missed the extra point. That's all. Missed the field goal. To me, yeah, you got the W. You didn't win the game. They gave it to you.
Well, but also, it's not like the Bengals deserve to win that one either.
No.
The Bengals literally had one play that kept them in that game the entire – one play. They had one big play.
But that's how the Texans play. They play those kind of games where if you make one mistake like that, you have a chance to beat them.
Yeah.
And I came away from that game feeling like they're not coached well enough on offense, that their defense is way, way over where I thought they would be without J.J. and without Johnson and some of the other guys that they've lost. Now, they got a little bit healthy this week and got Merciless back and Simon back, who makes a difference. And, man, D.J. Reader has turned into a nice player for them. That
not
was
bad.
A good draft pick. But I watch their games, and I don't feel like, okay, if this team plays its best, because I hope to God I haven't seen their best yet. If I have...
Well, then we'll see one game of them in the playoffs.
Yeah, and I could see that happening. So, El Jefe, me won two AFC South championships, Fred. LOL. Yeah, have you gone and bought your AFC South champion T-shirt yet?
I've not.
I remember when the Texans used to like us and they would give them to us.
Yeah.
And I still wouldn't wear it. There was a time when we were doing the show where when the Texans won the division, we'd get a little package with a hat and a T-shirt. And a thank you for covering the Texans.
No, not that way anymore.
No, they don't like us. That's okay. They won't let us talk to their cheerleaders, which I'm fine with.
I think that's my fault, but yeah, again, I'm okay with that, too.
I am, too. I don't want to talk to your cheerleaders, and I don't want your AFC South shirt.
You can't have a little fun. We don't want to talk to you anyway.
Yeah. No, it's not on the girls. I think they were okay with it.
Yeah.
What was that, John? Okay. Okay. Well, I should have... set up that I should have told my horse story
at the end of the segment. That's why I'm a radio pro and you're, you know.
What?
You're
go ahead, say it. I want to hear it. I want to hear what you think of me.
You're a Maynard Downs kind of guy.
I am a Maynard Downs kind of guy. And when I was betting those crap tracks yesterday along with football, you know where I was doing it? My bookie. How about this? 100%. That's what my bookie is offering. Anyone that joins this week, they're going to match your initial deposit with up to 100% bonus. That's huge. Do you want to play this games this week? It's up to you to join mybookie.com. It's all online and easy. And best of all, they pay. And it's so easy to cash out on this site. You're wasting your time betting anywhere else. Join now. MyBookie.lv will match your deposit with 100% bonus. Special bowl season offer. I've done that. I did the guide for you with all the games. So if you want to jump in there, use promo code 2017 to activate this offer. Visit MyBookie.lv today or call 844-900-BETS. You play, you win, you get paid. Expert or rookie, you gotta check out MyBookie. Sign up today. MyBookie.lv, promo code 2017.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Christian's Tailgate downtown on Congress. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5, brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz, 713-780-ESPN, if you wish to text the show. And, man, I can't find the story now, but it happened while we were off. But some guy from SI.com talking about the Texans being a model organization.
Yeah.
I'd love to be able to find that, so... But I don't.
Besides quarterback, it said.
You know, yeah, and it basically said the fact that they've been able to do this much with no quarterback tells you how great they are at everything else.
Except for drafting.
Yeah, they're not so good at that. But they didn't mention that.
No.
But he said, the guy said something to the effect of they should be giving them 22-year contract extensions for O'Brien and Smith. It's like, what the hell? I'd like to find this guy's name so I could.
Lamont sent us that story, right?
Yeah, he could send it again. Oh, here it is. I found it. Gary Gramling from SI. And he says, and that's what the weirdest thing about all of this. From management to the coaching staff, the Texans have mangled their quarterback situation beyond recognition. That we can agree on, right?
Yes.
And yet, in every other facet, they're not just a well-run organization. They are a supremely, almost flawlessly run organization. This is a team that lost the best non-quarterback in football, has been forcing itself to play the worst starting quarterback in the league all season, and yet at worst, they'll have a chance to play for a division title in Week 17. They already won that. If you strip away the quarterback situation on all 32 teams, I know, big if, you could argue that the Texans are the NFL's model franchise. And you'd probably be right. If I were Bob McNair, I'd give O'Brien and GM Rick Smith 22-year contract extensions. All right, let's just start with that. And my response to that was, hey, not for the 3.5 divorces, I'm a model husband.
Yeah.
But how can you argue that they've been perfect in everything else? We've talked about the issues on the offensive line. We've talked about the bad draft picks. It's interesting that they're here, but... You're going to tell me that's a better franchise than the Patriots? Even if you take Tom Brady off the Patriots, are they not a better team than the Texans?
Let's talk about the, you know, I guess that's a quarterback situation, but the contract that they gave Brock Osweiler. Let's talk about the contract that they gave Ed Reed when they gave it to him. I mean, they've – flawless is just such
flawless,
there's no team that's run flawlessly. No,
flawless implies you've hit on 80% of your draft picks, and that's a –
Well, technically flawless means you hit on 100.
But realistically, nobody does.
Okay.
But if you're running your organization flawlessly, you're not having entire drafts where you're cutting the guys.
Yeah, we've talked before. The Texans are historically, over the last 6-7 years, one of the worst drafting teams in the league.
And where they made up for that is they're great at getting late-round picks, and they're great at getting undrafted free agents.
But flawless, they are not.
No.
Far from it.
And model franchise, I'm sorry, but I don't see it. Have they done better than I expected, considering how badly they've mangled the quarterback position? Yes.
Yeah.
But I can't believe somebody would write that. Okay.
Steven says, Chris Sims has a video saying he's picking the Texans to win or go to the Super Bowl.
Is there anything Chris Sims says we should care about? What is he doing now that we're supposed to care about what he says?
I haven't talked to Sims in a while, but he used to be like a sensible human. Well, I don't know what's happened to that
guy. It sounds to me, because his name's popped up a couple times in the last few weeks, sounds to me like he's one of those guys who's out there trying to get his name out there.
Is he trying to, like, he want to be Skip Bayless?
He
want to
be Skip
co-host?
Bayless, yeah, because he's the same one that came out and talked about how Major Applewhite treated him like a turd right after Major got the UH job. I mean, that's the kind of stuff people do when they're trying to get noticed. So, good luck with that, Chris. 713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776. Philip says, Texans are awesome. You guys are bullies. LOL.
Yes.
Yeah, we are.
I don't know. I feel like I've been pretty fair with this team. I mean, they are what they are, which is not – they're not great. They're not trash. They're parts.
You know what they are?
The problem is they're a combination of a really great team with a really trash team. They're mushed together.
And that's the problem. That's why it's hard to judge what they really are. And I think if you mash them together, they're a slightly above average team based on what we've seen in the rest of the league, playing in an average division, and that's why they're able to win nine games. If they were playing in a really good division, they wouldn't do this. And again, I think the AFC South is better than people are giving it credit for. But it's just an average division, and
are
they're slightly above average.
I mean, are there teams that miss the playoffs that you think are better than the Texans?
In the AFC?
Yeah.
Not really. Denver, maybe. But not Denver now. Denver a month ago, maybe.
Yeah, Denver's turned into a mess. I mean, Baltimore was one play away from being in Pittsburgh's spot.
Oh, what
so.
A great play by Antonio Brown.
Yeah, I mean, that was a great game, period.
Yeah. You might could make a case for them, but they've also had some bad losses.
And with Jimmy Smith hurt, they're not the same team, although they played pretty well without him. I mean, all things considered.
Yeah, they did.
But that's just kind of what the NFL is right now. And you can go to the other side, the NFC too. There's not a lot. I don't think there's a team that missed the playoffs. In fact, you know, Washington and Tampa, the two teams that are still in the mix to make the playoffs, I don't think either one of them is a good team.
No.
So maybe the Texans are above average.
Well, I mean, based on the rest of the NFL and what we're seeing, because are they better than the Bucs?
Because they're better.
Probably
they're better,
so.
I can find 16 teams worse than the Texans. I can probably find 12 better, but I can't find 16 worse. So to me, that if you're in that 13 to 16 range, you're above average. Just slightly above average.
And I have to give them credit for winning the games, because I think they're in that lump with a lot of teams that I think are kind of, and I've been saying this all year, and maybe the Lions are in that group too.
I think they are.
And maybe it's unfair to think of the Chiefs as better than that, just because I think they're a better team. But then they also go and do something like win by 23 points, which I haven't seen the Texans do this year.
Right.
And that was just last week.
And that was against a pretty decent football team, too.
Yeah.
That they scrubbed the floor with.
That needed to win to have a chance to be in the playoffs.
I mean, they've only lost four times this year. You know, it's hard to go 12-4 and be mediocre.
Yeah.
You know, that's one thing I will say. And I'm not fully sold on the Chiefs either. But they're above average. I mean, they're not like a slightly above average team. They're a good football team.
I think they're
better than average.
I think they're a better football team than the Texans. But having said that, I could see scenarios where the Texans could beat them in a one game playoff.
Okay.
They already have. I wouldn't favor them to do it. I wouldn't pick them to do it, but it wouldn't shock me at all if they did it.
If we divide it up into quarters, like, you know, the top 25% of the league, the Chiefs are in that, right?
Yeah, well, I think they're in the top three in the AFC for sure, so they have to be, right?
So
simple math.
I put the Texans in that second 25%.
Yeah, I agree.
So I think if you're in that top 25%, you're one of the eight best teams in the NFL, you're a pretty damn good football team. I think the Texans are in that mix with, you know, you mentioned the Lions. I think that's a really good comparison to them, actually, a really good comp. I think the Dolphins are in that mix. I think there are a couple teams that are going to miss the play. Washington is in that mix. I think Baltimore is probably in that mix.
Yeah.
I mean, those are teams that are a couple pieces away from being really good teams. But as of now, they're okay. They're solid, above-average teams.
They're capable of beating better teams on occasion.
Yeah.
They're also capable of getting their ass kicked, which we've seen a lot, too.
And the reality is it's better to be in that, because if you're in that second quarter – you've got a chance to make the playoffs. If you're in that third quarter, if you're in the three, that 16 to 24 range, you're not making the playoffs. And the reality is, most of the Texans' competition in this division is in that 16 to 24 range, except for the Titans, who are obviously in the bottom quarter. Not the Titans, the Jaguars in the bottom quarter of the league.
Yeah.
But you're the one, they're the cream of their crop, is what it boils down to.
And that's the thing, and having watched them all year and knowing how dreadful they are on offense and knowing how dreadful the play calling is, it's hard to say, wow, they really are in that echelon. But that's about where they are, that second tier. And they're one of the teams that's, in the end, you win nine games in that tier, then you're better than the teams that are winning seven or eight games.
Yeah.
And Longhorn Dimitri says, haven't the Chiefs lost to all the AFC South besides the Jags? The Chiefs have some bad losses. And that's one reason why I'm less confident in them being the team to come out than I am the Steelers and the Patriots.
Yeah.
Because I know the Patriots have been dominant. There's no question. And they lost one game without Brady, and they lost a game at home to the Seahawks when the Seahawks played out of their minds. The Steelers, when healthy, can score on anybody. And I think the Chiefs are a good team, and I think they're better than those other teams we're talking about. But they're also capable of bad efforts, more so than, when you talk about consistency. And who are you going to trust in the playoffs?
They beat the Colts at Indy. They beat the hell out of the Colts.
Yeah, they beat them bad. They barely beat Jacksonville, as I recall. Yeah. But the reality
their losses are Texans, at the Texans, at the Steelers, Tampa, and Tennessee.
And really, the Tampa and Tennessee games are the ones where you kind of scratch your head on that.
I guess. But, I mean, they've also got some wins. I mean, they won at Atlanta. They won at Denver. And then they beat Denver at their house as well. I mean, they won at Oakland. They've got some pretty good wins on
their
schedule, too.
They have more good wins than most teams. And then they have some head-scratching losses, which is common. But I mean,
you could argue the Texans is a head-scratching loss for them.
Yeah, although that game, I go back and look at it, and I don't know how. It's like a lot of Texans wins. I don't know how they actually won. I mean, you look at it and you go, well, somehow they won that football game.
And that's the other thing. If the Chiefs, let's say, what's the worst loss they had there? Is it Tampa?
Yeah, well,
if that's the worst team that
Tampa
beat you.
Tampa was in that group with the Texans.
Yeah.
Were in, so.
I mean, or Tennessee, they're in that same mix. Yeah, I mean,
the Tennessee game was almost a little bit of a fluke.
I would argue Kansas City, they don't have an embarrassing loss on their schedule.
Well, the Steelers putting 43 up on them.
Yeah, that's
and,
fair.
And the Steelers are, but see, that's the thing. That's why I think there's a big difference between the Steelers and the Chiefs. Just like I think, and I think the top two teams are clearly better. Doesn't mean they can't win in a one-game deal. But when you talk about tiers, I think that tier of New England is by itself, then Pittsburgh. Then we can start talking about Kansas City. So I think Kansas City, to me, it's like we've talked about before. That's a team that, if everything goes right, the Texans could beat.
And you can
but
argue,
everything has to go
you
right.
You can argue the same thing for the Texans. I don't know if they've lost to a bad team. The Vikings look like a bad team now,
yeah.
But at the time they weren't.
Yeah, at the time they were pretty good. But
same with the Chargers. The Chargers
the Chargers' loss was a bad loss.
I mean, they've melted now, but at the time the Chargers were playing pretty well. They were winning everything.
Yeah, but that was still a bad loss because they really weren't in that game.
No. Well, they weren't in the Vikings game either.
No.
And they've had embarrassing the Patriots loss was clearly embarrassing, the Broncos loss was clearly embarrassing, but those were at the time considered to be the Broncos were considered to be one of the best teams in the league.
They haven't really
Patriots
gotten blown out since, although I don't think they were. Yeah, I thought the Chargers game they weren't really in.
No, they weren't.
But they just hang around. It's not pretty, but it's effective. All right, we're going to take a very quick break. Want to remind you we are at Christian's Tailgate downtown. If you are downtown, come on out here.
Here's how you know. Tracy, who hates the Seahawks more than anything, she said that's a joke. This Patriots and Seahawks are the best run in the NFL. If Tracy says that she hates the Seahawks more than anybody, you know that article's full.
You know what? I got a couple other teams I'll throw into that mix.
I think the Packers are in that conversation,
I think the
too.
Steelers are in that conversation. Yeah. And even though they've been down a little bit the last couple years, the Ravens have consistently been a winner. And I think they're
the
very
Broncos.
Well-win. Yeah.
You know?
All right. We're going to take a very quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Man of everyone's attention.
You're listening to The Blitz.
Lock and load, boys.
On ESPN 97.5. This is a red. FactorsWarehouse.com Roadshow. Live from Christian's Tailgate downtown on Congress. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. I always get caught up socializing and almost miss the show. So I should be allowed to miss one since you were...
Yeah, you could have come to this segment late. That's why I never socialize, though.
No.
I'm about that. I'm team no friends.
Well, I love it when the Blitzers come out, man. We have a lot of great listeners. All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right, I actually wrote about this on the website today, and I wanted to get your opinion on it. But Marist study, they do this every year. What is the most annoying word or phrase to Americans?
Bay is high on that list for me.
Okay.
Keep it 100 is high on that list for me.
All right.
YOLO used to be on there. No one uses that anymore. I think enough people got their ass kicked over saying YOLO that they stopped saying that.
Or killed.
Yeah.
Like, okay, yeah. YOLO, and then boom.
Yeah, just proved it.
Yeah.
You're dead forever now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Bay is probably at the top of my list of things I hate when people say.
All right, I'm going to give you the actual ones.
Okay.
Number three on the list, you know right.
Okay.
Which is like, I know right. That's another one that people say a lot, so I get that would be annoying. Number two on the list, which I...
That's almost like a
Yeah.
Like, that's like a transition thing.
I know,
you
right?
Know?
Number two on the list, no offense, but...
No, I like that. That's
yeah, I do too.
That's a necessary thing, because if you say no offense, but, I mean, you're able to speak openly and honestly...
And offend them.
Without offending someone.
But you're able to hide behind the no offense.
Right.
Which I like that. I'm that kind of guy.
Right. I would never be able to talk to a woman without saying, no offense, but...
Yeah, you might want to get on a treadmill.
Whatever I'm about to say, yeah.
Okay.
No offense, but you know where the gym is? You
right.
Know.
Exactly.
Difficult for me. Otherwise, if you just go up to a chick and say, hey, do you even know where the gym is?
Just don't
They would take offense to that. But if you say, no offense...
But do you need directions to the gym?
Yeah, you. I mean,
it's classier.
It's basically a really nice way of saying... mean things. That's an important thing in our society.
No offense, but how many months are you pregnant?
It's almost just like saying just kidding at the end. Like once you get a reaction and it's not the reaction you hope for, you say just kidding.
All right, number one on the list for the eighth year in a row. Whatever. I can see that. Especially if you're in an argument with your wife. It's like whatever.
That's pretty much my wife's go-to move in arguments.
There you go.
Whatever.
Well, that's annoying because it means you're losing.
Yeah, my wife is one of these people who says it's not fair because when we argue, I'm really good at arguing on the spot, and she has to take some time to, like, she's like a lawyer. She has to come up and present her case, like, after all the facts have been put together, and I'm really good at, like, ad-libbing my arguments, which she doesn't seem to think is fair, but that's the world we live in. You got to, you know... Your first or your worst, you know what I'm saying? So whatever is usually her go-to to shut me down during an argument.
Well, that used to be valid. We don't really argue that much anymore because
we just shoot guns at each other now.
Yeah, like, that's the easiest thing. Somebody gets shot, and that's okay. We got life insurance on.
No offense, but I'm going to shoot you in the face. That's what
that's
what my wife usually says to me.
It's almost impossible for me to get mad anymore because. Everything's going so great. I'm all chill right now. It's just...
Must be nice.
No, sorry. It happens. Okay, can I tell you what would be number one on my list? This annoys me more than anything. When somebody... You text somebody something and it's like... And she does this too. This annoys the crap out of me. Hey, I'm going to be a few minutes late because I've got to stop by after work and meet with somebody. And you get back K.
My brother does that all the time.
I hate that. So annoying. That is, you're too lazy to put the O in front
of it. Would it be okay with you if they just put the O?
Put the O, yes.
You know what I've replaced?
Because I'll tell you what, if I send you a K, I'm intentionally trying to say, I don't want to be bothered with you. You're a waste of my time. go jump off a cliff. God. That's what it says to me.
See, I've started doing that.
Ah.
Not by using the K, but when you text me and I don't feel like typing out a reply, but I'm just like, all right, that's cool. I just send a thumbs up emoji.
See, that's okay.
That's what
that's
I do.
Okay.
And I'm
the
pretty sure.
The thumbs up emoji is fine. A K is annoying.
Okay. Because I feel like, it's equally lazy.
No, because to do an emoji, you actually have to go put the right emoji in.
Nope, it's saved. So it's like when I click the emoji thing, it's the first thing that pops up. It's a big black thumb.
But you know what? A thumbs up is a positive. That's like, okay, cool. It says more than just K.
Okay.
K is...
What if it just, instead of K, they said I... A-I-G-H-T, would that be
at least they had to spell out a word, even though it's not really a word. They had to spell it out. One letter, that's just, you're so freaking lazy.
Okay.
To just
so just
put
the
one
letter is what bothers
you. Yeah, and honestly, that it is. You're saying so much in that letter. I don't have time for you. This is not important to me. In fact, I'm sick to death of you. I'm going to go bang the neighbor now. It says all those things.
Yeah.
That's what that one letter says. Now, it's very efficient, but the reality is that's what you're telling me when you send it to me.
Okay.
And that's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right. We're going to take a very quick break. We got one more hour to go. Live here at Christian's Tailgate downtown. Beautiful downtown Houston. Good crowd here. You're going to go hit that game. Get a couple drinks. Hop on the train. You're good to go. We'll be right back. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.